The United States Navy has sent more than a dozen vessels to the waters off Japan. Their mission is to provide humanitarian assistance to the many people in need after last week's earthquake and tsunami. As NPR's Rachel Martin reports, higher than normal levels of radiation forced some ships to change course.
The U.S. military assistance mission to Japan has been dubbed Operation Tomodachi, which means friends in Japanese. The Navy's 7th Fleet is in charge. I reached Lieutenant Anthony Favo aboard the command vessel in the South China Sea.
I am on the USS Blue Ridge. We're currently south of Okinawa, still making our way north.
Favo says the U.S. ships already in position along the Japanese shoreline have been able to deliver 25 tons of aid, including food, water, and blankets. They've also helped transport Japanese first responders to the disaster sites. John Stuffelbeam is a retired Navy admiral. He says aircraft carriers play a key role. These are essentially big floating airports, staging grounds for helicopters shuttling supplies back and forth to shore.
Most of the overland routes are probably and temporarily cut off. So the ability to bring in medical supplies or to move medical teams around or to help with bringing in water where it's all contaminated, these are the kind of things that these connectors coming from these large ships can help do.
But yesterday, special equipment aboard one of the carriers, the USS Ronald Reagan, detected enough radiation to raise concerns. So the Ronald Reagan and other U.S. ships in the area changed course. Again, Lieutenant Favo.
And what they've done is they've moved just north, 180 nautical miles away from the Fukushima site, just ensuring that they are not downwind of the radioactive plume.
It's just a precaution, says Lieutenant Favo.
These are very, very low levels of contamination. It's equivalent to 1 month's natural background of radiation from the sun. So what we're doing is we're taking every precaution.
That means making sure Navy personnel are wearing their flight suits with the sleeves rolled down and protective coverings on their boots. Anyone who goes off the ship is tested for radiation before coming back on board. The last of the U.S. vessels are expected to arrive later this week. They're sailing in from the west to avoid the radiation. Navy officials on those vessels say they're seeing another ominous sign of the disaster even before they arrive. Miles and miles of floating debris. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.